For us on this day, right back to the process. That's what we talked to the team about, finding that edge, getting to it with one another, and that's what today is. So we love the competition about today. We'll have some red zone work right off the bat, and then even a bunch of the one-on-ones that we do. So for me, this time of year, you know, record's done. It's about how much you can put into this game, this effort, this time, and that's really what we're at. So we got some guys to give you some updates regarding practice for today. Of guys who won't participate, we're able to do some of the walkthrough, which was good. That list would include Claiborne, Collins, Freeney, not from an injury status, Ishmael, Julio Jones, and Robinson Therese, Nick Williams with a concussion. So guys who are back are Mohamed Sanu and Jake Matthews fully participating today. So those guys, Mo especially, we're excited to, you know, get him back and get him going today. And for Jake, it was significant for him the way he pushed to get back, you know, with a knee injury from last week. And I know all of his teammates really had, you know, a lot of respect for how hard he battled to get back. So that was cool to see. That'll open it up for you guys and our information regarding the game.
Coaches, you hopeful to get Nick back? I mean, it's a small role, but four catches, four first downs to, you know, help out in the passing game.
Yeah, we're going to wait until the end. He's in the concussion protocol, so that takes, you know, 3 to 4 days. So once they tell me then he's clear, then we'll have an opt for it. But without him practicing today and won't practice tomorrow, going through that with light exercise and back to exercise, we'll just wait it out.
What type of weapon do they have in him, the big running back?
Yeah, it's a good question because he's a player that we don't talk about a lot, and we should. He's got real speed. He can. He's a bounce-out runner. If you try to set the edge and you think you might go back in, he's got the speed to get outside. I think he uses a stiff arm. He's physical. He's got the speed to take it for the long one. So he's been very impressive to me. In fact, their run game in general has been something that has stuck out to me. They do a good job in that way when they mix in not just the running backs but with Cap as well. I thought that's one of the real strengths of their team.
Is Buckner one of the top young tackles in the league?
I think he's going to develop into that. He's got speed and length. And so for the inside guys, that's a rare combination. Sometimes you have some big guys who can be real stout against the run or a guy who's got enough length but maybe isn't strong enough to play down and dirty, where he's got the size to do both. And that's a pretty rare guy. So I think in time he's going to turn into be a really good player. His effort for a big guy is also, I think, one of the things that sets him apart.
How does Kaepernick look in their offense? Coach Kelly said he's been improving and getting more comfortable.
Yeah, it looks like for years he's always been very comfortable in the gun. And he can create plays, and especially on third down where some of the options aren't there, and he can haul, and he can make guys miss. So anytime you have a quarterback that can extend plays, not just on first and second down, but has the speed on third down to extend them, that's a factor. So in my opinion, he's done a very good job knowing what the reads are. He's comfortable doing his own read, what it is, and that part of his game looks really on point.
You spent some time out in San Francisco when you went against them.
Right.
This year we're in Seattle. Are you a little surprised how far off they dropped?
I am surprised, this year in the performance. They've got some really good competitors there and tough guys. And of course, some of them are banged up and hurt. But just, you know, for a long time, you've seen the toughness and the battle that they've gone through. Offensive line, like a guy like Joe Staley, who just brings it, you know, and he's one of the players I know has been there a long time and has had, you know, terrific, you know, career with them. But he's somebody that, I know from competing against him and coaching against me, somebody that I totally respected. And Cap as well, going against some real battles against him and game on the line moments and battling. He is a fantastic competitor. He looks leaner and faster this year maybe than years past. He's always been fast, but I think maybe that part of his game's even a little better than years past.
Dan, I know you don't underestimate any opponent, of course. But do you look back maybe at last year's game and show the guys and say, hey, this is another reason why, you know, even though they're 1-12, don't look at them?
Yeah, we don't have to look back to that one, and certainly I don't either. So it's very, very fresh into our memory. Schemes are different, you know, but some of the players and performances there. So, we don't have to look for them for motivation. But, yeah, you definitely have those ones in your mind at some point, knowing that that was not a performance that that you were pumped with.
As for that call late in that game, how soon after did it get to you? We're like, you know what, I'm having second thoughts and doubts that if I had a do-over, I would have done it again.
When we didn't stop them defensively on fourth down. So thanks, Zach, for bringing up a really painful memory right now. We're trying to kick it, get a fourth down stop, get the ball back, go down again and either score or kick one to win it. And so when we didn't get a stop on, I think it was a third down or a fourth down play where they were able to run out the clock then. It was at that point, you know, where the strategy did not pay off.
About teaching moments. Was that one for you as a head
it was,
coach?
Yep. It was. And it definitely, you know, left the impression to say, you know, when we always get, you know, looked at for was it the right decision or not. But as it turns out, that was the wrong one for me. And I had to go through that, too, and learn from that. And I've certainly learned from a number of the mistakes I've made, and that being one of them for sure.
Does Sanu return with full clearance, and you feel good enough about his return for the wide receiver depth?
I do.
If you don't have Nick in.
Yep. And so it was good to have him back. He worked really hard to get back, ran hard again yesterday. So he looked good, and we're anxious to get him out here today. So I know he's ready to get rolling, too. He may be listed as limited, but he looked good.
Okay. Matt is a guy who's been here a long time with the Falcons. Yep. What have you learned about him in your couple years here working with him?
Number one of the best things you can say about a real pro is what a great teammate he is. And just from a guy who handles his business on the field, in the locker room, you know, helping, you know, navigate, you know, some guys, bring him along with him. That part of his game is always there. And then from a physical side, it's the quickness, you know. He's not the biggest defensive tackle, but the use of his hands and technique-wise, he has very good football smarts. Oftentimes when you play a long time, you know some schemes that could be coming, and he has that part.
Dan, just something I've noticed popping up every now and then. What does brothership mean?
It came from Pat DeMarco, and he was caught in between this friendship that we have and this brotherhood that we have. And so in a moment, he was bringing the team up, and he said, this is awesome to be a part of this brothership. And he was kind of just caught between two words. And so like most things, we just made it right up right there, and that's where it kind of took shape. So that is 100% Pat D, and oftentimes we'll break the team down that way just in honor of him. So two words mixed into one. I know there's a term for that, and all you writers should certainly tell me what that is, but I don't know what it is, okay?
Tribute to the Funkadelic mothership.
It might be. So he was just caught between two, and that's where it came from. We've had a lot of fun with it, actually.
Coach, how's Campbell doing? Is he smoothing out some things here? You know, I know we're watching the rookies closely to see how they, you know, continue to develop here.
The Campbell? The thing that I'm seeing the most from him and Dion is the communication at linebacker. And knowing the alerts are about to happen, getting the call out, and not just for themselves but for the other teammates. And that's when you need the reps over and over and over again, because once that starts to happen, that's when kind of the whole essence of this thing comes together, where you can play faster. And when you have better communication about a play that is likely to take place, you're able to play faster. If they do something else, they do it. But that to me, it's a real, you know, that's kind of the whole, you know, making the call come to life. That's what I'm talking about, that communicate. They're about to run this. And if they do, then you can go nail it. And I think that was an example of that with Dion on his interception in the game on Sunday.
On the rookies, how much can you say that these rookies have impacted your defense?
Probably the first and second year players on the defense are kind of growing together. So I don't, you know, really see them as rookies anymore at this point. They've played a lot of football, and they've had months and months together in the same house. So that part, the communication's improving, the speed I see. Now the ability to create some takeaways, that's when, you know, you can play really good defense when you're able to get the ball. So I'm pleased with the progress that they're making, and I think there's another big jump that we're going to make, and that's got to start now in terms of the work we do at practice to get ready to do that. So if we can keep improving week and week and week and keep improving, honestly, that's the goal for us.
I had an issue last week with their going through two or three long snappers in the game. Who's your backup long snapper, and does he actually practice with the kicking ball?
We do have a backup long snapper, and he does practice. It would not come as a surprise to you that Jake Matthews is the backup long snapper. I'm sure he's been doing it since he was this tall. And yes, they do practice with them. I did saw, and that was, I don't know when the last time that would have happened in a game, but I would have to think that was, you got to go down pretty far in the depth chart to get to the third long snapper in a game.
Earlier in the week, the NFL announced that they're adding dodgeball to the Pro Bowl routine. If you could draft out of the obvious, like a Matt or a Julio, who would you take as a dodgeball participant to join you? Mm. Surprise guy we might not know about.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think you have to have somebody who's got quickness. You have to have a strong arm. Is it on our team?
Sure.
I couldn't take Julio?
No.
That's a problem. I think his aggressiveness would really come out. This may surprise you, but Matt Sims, I think, would be a hell of a dodgeball player. He's pretty fearless. He plays receiver. He plays safety. He plays quarterback. He can rip it, throwing it. I think he might be, you know, if we started a league, I imagine he'd be probably be first in line as well. He's a terrible basketball player. If that's any consolation, he missed some shots today in our competitions.
Hey, Coach Matt, we made a big deal about how the receivers stepped up and adjusted, but was there some things Matt had to adjust to with the, you know, that he had to do to you know, stay on the page with those guys and different throwing rate, catching rate?
There was, and I think it's, you know, trust the training. Those are the same guys that have been doing it with him the whole time, so trusting the process, knowing that we're not going to make up a, you know, whole new scheme and of how we're going to do it. Now, some of the plays featuring different players may come up, but I thought that was a real sign for him, too, knowing we're going to run our offense and do what we do. We'll feature different players, but it wasn't going to be any wholesale changes, and that part I was really pleased with.
Are you seeing anything on film that opposing offenses are doing either in protections or play calls to try to steer things away from him or stop him?
At sometimes you may see a little bit at third down. Some teams do, not all of them do. But I do see some of the edges, you know, whether you want to use a tight end or a back to chip. It's not where it's an every down thing, obviously. But he, you know, has a game plan for some of that now, which I think your first time going through it, some of those may have really thrown you off, you know. In college, I don't think he would got chipped a whole lot. It's not something that they do. So for him going through that experience last year, like, where'd that guy come from? And I was like, he was standing right there. Yeah. So now his awareness and having a plan for how to deal with some of that, that's his growth as a ball player. So I think that's probably the biggest thing, knowing that that's going to happen. You know, the better that you play, the more attention that sometimes can go your way. So he has to be equipped to know that that's, you know, part of the consequences for playing well, that you do get some attention. So he's aware of that.
It's not giving away any secret or training, trust, whatever. Can you say what your conversation with him was like after the season last year?
Well, we spent quite a bit of time together. And in fact, we went on a USO tour together. So some 14 and 15-hour flights, you'd be surprised how much you can communicate with somebody. Really, you know, learning through the first offseason, like, tell me what you learned and what did you find out and where are some areas that you think you need to improve. And it went that way first. And then we talked about how to improve. And for him, I really thought it was going to come down to the practice habits that he did out in the grass, because there's film you can watch and there's people you can study and techniques to talk about, but really out on the field is where it has to happen. So the training camp was an important part for him to know, all right, full pads, full going, going against Jake, going against Ryan, how do I get better, how do I beat him? And it was not like this training camp out of nowhere to say, oh, he's already here. It totally kept improving as he was going. And then now that the work habits, the practice routine that he really has nailed down, that helps him perform even better. So he's in a pretty good groove of how to keep improving. And that's not always that easy to do. But in his case, the studying that he does, the work that he does at practice, that's been the thing. So we spent a lot of time together this offseason. And he knows of our belief in him. And that's important to him. And that was something that we shared together, saying, this is the things that you can do here. And the get off and the speed were always there, Jeff, but then we added some of the counters and how to use the stunts, and that's when you become a more complete player. So there's lots of guys that have speed that can go. And now when you have speed and use it in other ways, stunt packages and, you know, being lining at different spots, that's where it helps a lot. So it's one of the parts I like quite a bit as a coach, to help that development take place. And going from year one to year two and seeing that improvement take place. So he was the one that put the work in, though. There's lots of times you're like, I can say it, but they're the ones that have to put the work in, you know, day after day after day to get their grind right. And I commend him for that.
Coach, you all signed.
Long-winded answer, sorry.
That's all right.
I'm a good answer. The, you know, signing Alford and Schrader, you know, to the extensions, you know, and then moving forward, are you all happy with the foundation? I mean, there are other guys that are. We've got a pretty long list of guys that could be free agents.
Yep, and we hope to have a number of them here, you know, long-term as part of it. And when you go around the locker room, it's a place that people want to be. And that's important to me, too, knowing how bad they want to be here and play here. And I think that was a real example with Ryan and with Robert, knowing, like, this is the spot for me. I don't want to go anywhere else. And I want to play my football here with these guys. And so that was a real factor, too. But, yeah, we're as that gets into the off season, yeah, there's definitely still more work to do and more guys to hopefully bring back in.
You're not a doctor, but you can play one on TV. What the difference between a turf toe and a sprained toe, and is rest the only thing that can help Julio?
Well, the good news is a sprained toe is definitely better than a turf toe, which can linger or has more ramifications, or how do you treat it. So a sprain is definitely something that with treatment is going to get better faster than a long-term turf toe that could need more work. So that's the good news. From the medical side, I know WebMD, we went through last week, but that to me was good news, and we'll get him back here shortly. And when we can, and he can explode like he does, we'll treat it like anybody else had a knee sprain or an ankle sprain, and how fast he can get back. So, good news is it's not something that's going to be a long term thing. And how fast can we get him back? Was disappointed he wasn't able to go last week, and then we'll just take it kind of day by day from here until he can do the things that make him so unique. Correct. And so that part, just for him to know that that's not what it is, gives him some, confidence too, because that's something that can be bothersome.
Sorry, was it re-examined then, or did you?
I just never really had shared, honestly, all the stuff that came out. I was, yep. And honestly, just for me, I didn't have enough information medically to speak on it, so I could have, right? Yeah, it would have been certainly a good thing to clear up last week, so I apologize for that.